This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm chapter 13, what's happening? This Psalm of David deals with the experience of God's hiddenness, those times when life is so hard God seems absent. David asks how long God will forget him and hide his face from him. His heart is full of sorrow because his enemies are oppressing him. These oppressors even celebrate bad things happening to David. When things get this bad, it is common for us to think God has abandoned us. Like David, the most natural way to process our experience is to question God. Where are you? Why aren't you acting? Why are you letting this happen? But if God remains silent, like David, all we can do is ask God to act in our favor. Despite David's experience, emotions, and assumptions, he holds fast to the truth of who God is. The psalm ends with a confession of trust. David says that he trusts in God's unfailing love. The word for unfailing love is not really describing the emotion of God's love, but his loyal covenant commitment to Israel and David. God has made promises in the past to his people, and David holds on to these promises when everything else washes away. He looks back on God's bountiful dealings with him and his people, and it causes him to sing praises to God in the midst of sorrow. Where is the gospel? The hiddenness David experienced would also be experienced by Jesus himself. Jesus was killed on a cross by his enemies, though he did nothing to deserve it. But more importantly, Jesus also willingly took responsibility before God for sins that were not his fault. Jesus allowed our sin to separate him from his Father. This is why Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" On the cross, Jesus experienced a planet's worth of divine silence and God's absence. But Jesus did this willingly because of his loyal love for us. He was forsaken so we could be accepted. Regardless of what goes wrong in your life, even when things are as bad as they can possibly get, in Jesus, we have proof of God's eternally loyal love for us. In Jesus, we can know that neither our circumstances nor our enemies can define the terms and the extent of God's love, but Jesus' death and resurrection do. And if Jesus was willing to die, there is nothing, not even death, that can separate us from his love for us. See for yourself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see the God who is loyal and faithful even through the worst circumstances. And may you see Jesus as the one who was forsaken so that we could be accepted.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.